Good afternoon, I'm Peter Holland with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. COVID figures for the past 24-hour reporting period have shown an increase in the Hunter-New England Health District by 355. The figures up until 8pm last night showed the state had 18,512 new reported cases. Of that, in our health district, we had 1,867 new cases, and sadly a man from Tamworth passed away. Across the state, 29 people died from COVID, and there are currently 2,943 in hospital and 183 in ICU, 72 of whom are ventilated. Also mentioned today by the Premier Dominic Perrottet was the current restrictions that will be ongoing for at least another month. Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce was in Scone today to open the new community laundry for those in the community who are down and need that little bit of help. Along with the Deputy Prime Minister was the Mayor of the Upper Hunter Shire, Maurice Collison, Chief Inspector from Hunter Valley Police, Guy Guiana, and other dignitaries. Lee Watts from the Scone Neighbourhood and Resource Centre told Radio Hunter Valley that the laundry will be a very special place for those doing it tough or homeless, where they can come and wash.
The laundry was an opening today. Barnaby Joyce came along, part funder of the community laundry, which is going to be a very special place where people that are doing it tough, that are homeless, will be able to wash their clothes, dry their clothes, and have access to all the other resources that the neighbourhood centre and the Scone Community Pantry provide. But it was funding that needed to be topped up to make sure that we could do everything with the community laundry and JobLink Plus, and the Scone RSL also contributed to make it the great little facility it's going to be.
Lee went on to say that once painted on the outside with a mural and at least one more washing machine added, then the laundry will be full capacity to those in need. The police are following up possible leads using video footage to try and track a car and occupants who may be able to help with finding out as to who vandalised and stole goods from the Upper Hunter Shire works area over the weekend near Merry War. Windows were smashed, numerous locks were broken, and fire extinguishers let off inside of machinery, as well as radios stolen. Upper Hunter Shire Mayor Maurice Collison told Radio Hunter Valley, "It'll delay things, and we live in an area which is better. We don't have to put up with disgraceful behaviour."
Yeah, just talking about the vandalism out on 358, very, very disappointing. You know, that's going to cost those contractors a considerable amount of money, whether it's insurance or whatever it is. And the big thing is it's just another hold-up to get that road repaired. And it looks like, to me, there's a lot of broken windows and stolen goods, so it's probably not going to be as long as what you think, but it's still inconvenient, and I can't believe we live in a better area than to put up with that disgraceful behaviour.
Take a look at our sport, and promoted as the face of the Athletics New South Wales Country Championships on the weekend, in the lead-up to the event at the Maitland Regional Athletics Centre, Largs teenager Mitchell Lightfoot lived up to the hype, not only winning the title on Sunday, but slashing 0.13 of a second from his personal best time. Along the way, the 18-year-old set a new record of 13.52, passing his own mark of 14.24 from 2021. He went below the World Under 20 Championship qualifying time by an incredible 0.68 of a second. In the Blue Ribbon 110-metre finals hurdle race, Lightfoot held off challengers from Coffs Harbour's Jack Sheehan and Katara South's Reese Robbins, who claimed the minor places. Lightfoot will now turn his attention to the World Athletic Juniors, which are to be held in August in Colombia. After that, Lightfoot will contest the 2022 Athletics ACT Under-20s and Open Championships the following week. I'm Peter Holland, you're now right up to date with all your local news and sport.